What's up, fam? You're on my podcast, Rye Rant Radio. If you haven't been here before, this is basically the podcast where I break down the real deal truth about the stuff that you want to know, you need to know, to get where you want to be with any goal in life, all right? So really, we talk about fitness, we talk about principles for anything, and, you know, people like it, so that's what we do. I don't plan this shit, I just start talking, I just start, you know, with an idea, and then here we are. So that's what we do, fam. I ask you one favor, please help me out and share the podcast at any point in time. You get anything out of it, just screenshot it on your phone, tag at Team FFLEX on your socials, and help, you know, me spread the word. I just want to help more people. That's what we do, that's what it's all about, that's why we do. Motherfucking radio! It's Monday, let's go. Get it going, get it going, get it going. Monday, wow, that's fucking Monday. Yep. Well, good fucking Monday morning to you, everybody. And that's what you should think every day, all right? Good fucking morning is how you start your day. All right, let's talk. I'm getting right into it today. I got this idea, you know, this thought about goals. And I was thinking, you know, just about my experience as a fitness coach and also a business coach and, you know, just my own goals in life. And I was thinking about this one principle that seems to hang so many people up. And it's this idea that if you're in pursuit of a goal, and it really doesn't matter what it is. So any of you out there, any goal you got, we all got goals. You got, you know, probably fitness goals. You probably got career goals, financial goals, maybe relationships. Goals. I don't know what your fucking goals are, but you got them. And so what I'm trying to tell you here is this is relevant to all of you. Any of you listening, this is relevant. All right. So hear this. You're going down a path. You're trying to achieve a goal and you're on the road and everything's feeling great. You know, you're making progress. You're making strides. You're going where you feel like you should be, where you need to be, where you want to be to do what you said you were going to do. Right. That's what we fucking do it for. We want to get to the end game, that destination achieved, that success, that dream, that progress. That thing we aim for. And what about the times when you're on that path, everything's looking fucking good, and bam, you get punched right in the fucking head. And what I'm saying is that path doesn't work. You get to the end of the road, and there's a fucking road is closed sign. And the path that you thought you were gonna take to get your goal is no longer there, right? So this is for those of you out there that, you know, you started a diet, you went down this program, you're following this, you did all that, and it's working, 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 and then all of a sudden you fucking stall. All of a sudden it's not working. All of a sudden, you know, you tried this, you tried that, you're trying, 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 you haven't found the thing that gets you there. And this, when this happens to a lot of people, it fucking breaks them down, people. Like, it breaks you down when you are feeling like you're doing good, you feel like you're doing the right thing, and it's a dead end. And then you gotta start something new, you gotta start fresh, you gotta try it again, and that's a dead end. And then you do something different, you go here and there, and you try to do something else, and that's a dead end. When people run into dead ends, they eventually give the fuck up. And when you give the fuck up on your goals and your dreams and what you're trying to achieve, what's the point of doing anything you're doing anymore, right? It's crazy to me how often I'll see people say, you know, I'm not feeling like I'm getting here, I'm not doing what I'm doing, I didn't get where I want to be, blah, 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 it's not as good as it should be, and it's all because you never fucking continued to try to find a different path. You never continued to try to push harder, move further, do more, and get fucking better, damn it. And the reality is, when it comes to your goals, ladies and gentlemen, you're out there trying to achieve it, you're setting forth, you're trying to move, you're trying to get somewhere, you're gonna run into dead ends. You're gonna run into shit. You're gonna run into blocks and walls and all kinds of things, mental, physical, things that will try to stop you, things that will try to hold you back. These voices, these thoughts that you're not gonna make it, you're not good enough, you're never gonna get there. All this shit is gonna be ringing in your head all the time. And yes, it could end you. It could be a dead end for you. Or you can use it to realize your perspective just needs to change. You need to take the idea of that, hey, maybe there is no one definite path. Maybe there is no one definite way. Maybe there is things that need to change, things that need to be adjusted, things that you're gonna have to try to do. Maybe sometimes you gotta scrap the whole fucking thing and start over again. Figure out how to start from the beginning, build the foundation, grow back, keep going, keep doing better. That's what you really need to understand, ladies and gentlemen. There is no linear path to success in any goal. It is a zigzaggy, crazy looking motherfucking line. Looks like a 2-year-old with a crayon on a wall. Success isn't linear. I say it all the time. You probably heard me say it 1,000 times on here. And I guarantee you, even if I said it 1,001 times, somebody's getting 1,002 times And that's the time they finally hear it, all right? They might have heard it 1,000 times, and here you are now getting it just now. Understand that your success, it's not about trying to find the perfect path and staying on that path. It's about understanding that there may be many paths, and there might be ones you never thought you even had to take to get where you need to go. And so that's, you know, the idea I had, right? Because I was thinking about all the clients and everything we're trying to do all the time and how often I do have to do exactly what I just said with any client to get them to a fitness goal, right? And the same goes with business coaching, business clients. Same goes with my own goals in life. If I had to tell you guys how many goals I've set out to achieve that, like, people said were never going to be possible, never be able to be done. I mean, that's what most people hear anyway. When you go do a goal, you probably hear that too from the naysayers in your corner. But, you know, the truth is, you go into all this stuff and you realize, looking back, none of these dots really connected. None of these dots really added up until you look back and you realize, whoa, there were so many different fucking things that you had to actually do, and you paths you had to take, and, you know, different fucking roads where now you're here, but there was no way that that was the path you started with, right? It's kind of crazy to think about. You think about the people that go one day in the gym, and then, you know, all of a sudden they're losing 10 pounds, and then they're losing 100 pounds, and now they want to be a competitor, and now they want to do this and that. You know, it's crazy how that path started with one day in the gym. It's all these little things and these moments where you realize there's going to be tough times, but you can't give up, and you got to be open to the idea that there might be other ways to do it, another path to take, and that's all right. If you ever were on a road trip and you came upon a dead end road and the road said, you know, the sign says, hey, this is closed, but your fucking GPS was on and said, no, you can go through. You can't. The road's closed. What are you going to do? What do you fucking do then, ladies and gentlemen? You just sit up there and you give up and you know, get out of your car, you camp out and fucking, all right, we're gonna roast some marshmallows here and just wait for the road to open. Fuck no, you back that car up, you turn the fuck around and you go find another road, get you to the same spot. And that's the thing about all your goals in life, ladies and gentlemen. When you come upon dead ends, when you come upon reasons that make you think like there's no reason to continue, there's nowhere left to go, you just find another road to take. You find another way, you go around and you do it that way. And I think this is still lost when so many goals, it's still lost in so many ideas, you know, it's lost on a lot of people, because there is so many fucking people that give up. And I mean, I'm not talking to necessarily all of you out there, because I know a lot of rye ranters are people killing shit, people kicking ass at their goals and fucking killing it. But there is every single person that has these thoughts. This is what happens when you get derailed. When you come upon, you know, you're on a diet and you had a weekend where you fucking went on a pizza bender and it turned out to be, oh shit, what happened? I just ate 50 pieces of pizza. Well, you give up. You're done. You say, you know what? Fuck it. I lost 10 pounds. I'm going to go back 20. No. Nope, you don't give up. You find another road. You say, you know what? It was a dead-end moment. That was not the right thing to do. Where did I go wrong? How do I go back? How do I retrace my steps? And how do I go forward? Because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. The relentless pursuit forward, ladies and gentlemen, will be the one that guarantees your success, the one that guarantees your achievement, and the one that lets you live the life you never thought you could live. All the goals you set, all the things that you have, are easily attainable if you understand that it's a process, that it's something that you're gonna maybe start with that plan today and it's gotta be adjusted tomorrow. And you have to adjust that, you gotta change this. When we're doing fitness coaching, guys, we're always adjusting everything. We're looking at check-ins. Hey, how's the progress going? How do we do this? Okay, let's change the food up. Let's do a little cardio. Let's add the weight training a little different. Let's do these different things. We started with the plan and we adjusted it and we got to success. That's what every transformation you've ever seen is. That's what every person is. That's what we've all done our entire lives, whether we had cognitive thought of it or not. We didn't hang up when it didn't work the right way the first time. We didn't give up and quit and, you know, it's time to move on. I'm just never going to achieve this goal. No, you find a different path. And I want you all to think about this as this podcast comes to a close right now. What's the path in your life right now that is holding you back? What's the one that you need to find a new way around? What is the thing that you're still on this fucking dead end road and you need to get the fuck up and go a different way? What is that thing? Make those changes. Make that change today. Don't wait. Start thinking about it. Start figuring it out and realize, all right, shit, I gotta be more open to this. I gotta be open to the idea that, hey, maybe it's not a perfect line. Maybe the scale won't always go down. Maybe I'm not always gonna grow more muscle. Maybe I'm not always gonna get stronger. And that's all right, because I'm making adjustments and I'm moving forward and I'm going on the path. And if I keep on the fucking path, I'm going to get to that end game goal. And that's truly what I believe, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, this rant is kind of crazy. It's kind of like one where you're probably sitting here thinking like, shit, what the fuck did Ryan even just say, man? That was like a crazy podcast. But truth is, if you actually get this in your head and start thinking about what I said, you're going to open so many damn doors for yourself. You'll be able to achieve anything you want to achieve, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, really. Do it. All right, do it. Think about it. Take your goals right now. Think about the ones that you gave up on, and how can you restart them? How can you refire it up? How can you change a path and get to a new or the same fucking destination?